Hello, everyone, and welcome to the National Secular Movement Update newsletter and call for July 10, 2014. This is Lauren Anderson Youngblood, Director of Communications for the Secular Coalition for America. We're going to go ahead and get started today with our call. Did the Supreme Court's Hobby Lobby decision make you want to knit a brick? You are not alone. The Secular Coalition launched a campaign last week to harness outrage at the decision, to create a striking visual impact for lawmakers, and to speak directly to Hobby Lobby's consumer base with our Knit a Brick campaign. We are asking supporters to knit or crochet a 6x3-inch brick, which we will then use to begin to rebuild the wall of separation between religion and government. We're then going to collect all those bricks, put them together, and bring them to the Supreme Court. If you don't knit, you can sponsor a brick and have an SCA staff member knit a brick for you. We're aiming to collect 400 bricks by July 18th so that we can take our wall to the Supreme Court. Please help us spread the word about the campaign by using our hashtag, Knit a Brick, and encouraging your supporters to participate, and also follow the campaign on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. And our links for all of our accounts are there within your call agenda. And also, if you'll be at SSA East this weekend, you can stop by the SCA booth where you can knit a brick on site. So we're going to have knitting supplies there, and we will be able to offer a tutorial for all those who don't know how to knit. And, of course, you can also sponsor a brick at the table as well. In other Hobby Lobby-related news, be on the lookout for our action alert, which will be coming soon, on Senator Murray's bill to override the Supreme Court's Hobby Lobby decision by requiring for-profit corporations to provide and pay for contraception and any other form of health care coverage mandated by the Affordable Care Act. We are going to jump right into our Inside the Beltway section and our legislative update, and I'm going to turn it over to Kelly Demereaux, our Director of Federal and State Affairs.
Thanks, Lauren. So what's happening here in D.C.? Well, the President's actually traveling across the country, speaking on the economy in Colorado, then immigration in Texas. Over in the House Appropriations Committee released its 2015 Interior and Environment Bill on Tuesday, which included a 9% drop for the EPA and its efforts to curb climate change. Over in the Senate, Senate Democrats introduced legislation that would prevent companies from claiming religious exemptions to deny birth control coverage. Although passage of this is unlikely, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid wants lawmakers in his chamber to have to go on record on this issue. Jumping right into the legislative update, more on this post-Hobby Lobby legislation, you're going to be getting an action alert today in your inbox about this bill to override the Supreme Court's Hobby Lobby decision by requiring for-profit corporations to provide and pay for contraception and any other form of health coverage mandated by the Affordable Care Act. This bill seeks to override the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which the Supreme Court case was based on, requiring most employers to comply with federal health care requirements despite their religious objections. It still includes the exemptions for houses of worship and an accommodation for religious nonprofits, however. There are currently efforts underway by House Democrats to craft a companion bill on this issue, but it's highly unlikely that legislation is going to move in that chamber. And, of course, here at the Secular Coalition, we're working with a number of allies across numerous coalitions to try to craft a strong legislative response to Hobby Lobby and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. But this is the first step in the right direction. So check your inbox in the next few days for our action alert this afternoon, actually, asking senators to support this bill as the first step towards undoing what the Supreme Court did in the Hobby Lobby case. On the employment discrimination front, President Barack Obama will sign an executive order barring federal contractors from discriminating against employees on the basis of their sexual orientation or gender identity. We've been talking about this issue for a little while, but it's starting to gain some national mainstream press attention, mostly because faith leaders have been weighing in on this very strongly after the Hobby Lobby decision. So first, 14 faith leaders sent a letter to the White House requesting the exemption, but then 1 week later, over 100 faith leaders sent another letter saying that a religious exemption should not be included. Of course, that's the position that we're very strongly taking. So we're working with faith groups as well as LGBT organizations to ensure that there is no religious exemption included in this order. And one step we've taken for that is signing on to a letter with other groups as members of the Coalition Against Religious Discrimination that will be delivered to the President early next week. We're also continuing our work on the passage of ENDA, We helped get it through the Senate last year and successfully blocked an amendment to extend a religious exemption to for-profit employers, but we were unable to remove a religious exemption for nonprofits because it was generally supported by the LGBT community. However, after the fallout from Hobby Lobby has shown the broad-reaching danger of religious exemptions, several of the LGBT groups have withdrawn support for and over concerns that private companies will use the Hobby Lobby ruling to claim religious exemptions from the bill. So we're working closely with these groups to support the furtherance of a bill that has no religious exemptions. And the World War II prayer plaque. Although the president signed this bill to add a prayer plaque to the World War II memorial into law, the fight on this is not over. The plaque endorses this false notion that all veterans will be honored by a war memorial that includes a prayer, but we, of course, know that our veterans and our society has a variety of religious backgrounds, including no religious belief and non-theism and atheism. So we're going to continue to fight because we think there's still a chance to stop the addition of this plaque to the memorial, so we're not going to give up on that front. So that's what's happening on the Hill and over at the White House. Back to you, Lauren.
Great. Thank you so much, Kelly. We are going to move on now to secular and related news. Remember that you can get daily news updates from us by updating your subscription preferences, following the link at the bottom of the email, and selecting morning links. In SEA news, growing coalition presses Obama to end policy on religious discrimination in hiring. That was a piece that we were mentioned in the National Catholic Reporter. We were also mentioned in U.S. News and World Reports in an article titled, God Gets a Place on the National Mall. You can read our Secular Artist of the Month feature for July on our sister site, Secular News Daily. We are featuring this month Rational Warrior, a.k.a. Tombstone, the Dead Man, rapper and musician. So you can read more about him via the link there. Our own Herb Silverman had a piece for Faith Street, one of America's best-kept religious secrets. And we also send out a press release following the Hobby Lobby decision. Secular Coalition condemns SCOTUS decision to strike down contraception coverage requirement. In other secular and related news, faith groups seek exclusion from bias rules from CNBC. From the Silicon Valley Business Journal, gay rights groups withdraw support for ENDA in light of the Hobby Lobby ruling. And STLtoday.com, vet sues after burial with gay partner is denied. From Instinct magazine, creationist cartoon shown in public high school links evolution and homosexuality with Satan. From the Friendly Atheist, GOP candidate advocates exorcisms for atheists. From the Military Times, House legislation would rule out atheist chaplains. From Salon, five states trying to make their kids scientifically illiterate. And finally, from Yahoo, Kentucky gay marriage ban is unenforceable, U.S. judge rules. In international news, the Humanist Association of Ireland is suing the Irish state over a recent law that bans outdoor weddings, among other restrictions. The Irish government claims that this is an attempt to decrease forced secret marriages, while the Humanist Association of Ireland claims that this creates unnecessary difficulties for them to perform secular weddings. The Zhejiang, I believe, excuse me if I mispronounce that, region of China has forbid Muslim students and the government for fasting during Ramadan. Although the PRC has had similar bans in the past, this year's ban is especially upsetting to Muslim students, as many attribute the blame to a series of terrorist attacks that the government is blaming Muslim extremists for. We will now like to move on to our state chapters, and I'd like to turn it over to our state chapter coordinator, Diana Castillo. Diana, are you on the line? Okay. Diana is traveling today, so it seems like she wasn't able to make the call, so I'll just go through her section. Upcoming state calls, we have today Michigan at 4 o'clock p.m. and Connecticut at 6 o'clock p.m. On Friday, July 11th, we have Wisconsin at 12 p.m. and Oklahoma at 5:30 p.m. Central. Saturday, July 12th, California at 10 a.m. Pacific and West Virginia at 2 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday, July 15th, New York at 12 p.m. Eastern and Virginia at 6 p.m. Eastern. State legislatures, currently 10 out of 50 state legislators are meeting in regular session, as well as the District of Columbia Council. We have a couple of bills to watch in Missouri, HB 1303, which establishes the Missouri Student Religious Liberties Act. It was delivered to the Secretary of State. In Pennsylvania, HR 922, a resolution recognizing June 26th as the one-year anniversary of the United States Supreme Court decision leading to the freedom to marry for gay couples in Pennsylvania. For more information on states, you can go to the state chapter pages where you can track legislation. We also encourage everyone to like the Facebook pages for their state chapters. And to get the latest, make sure that you're signed up to receive emails about the state chapter in your state. We'd now like to turn it over to Elizabeth Cavell of the Freedom From Religion Foundation to give us the judicial update. Elizabeth, if you're on the line, you can press star 6 to unmute.
Hi.
Hi.
I did not include the Hobby Lobby decision in the judicial update since it's been getting so much coverage, and obviously everybody knows about the decision, but I did include three other things that have come down in the last 3 weeks that were of interest. And on the same day as Hobby Lobby, June 30th, the Supreme Court denied cert in the Mount Soledad Cross case, which is still in litigation after more than 20 years. Cert was denied by the petitioners who were trying to bypass the Ninth Circuit and seeking Supreme Court review of a December decision by the district court ordering the removal of the 43-foot-high cross that's now federally owned, that Veterans Memorial in California. So that review was denied by the Supreme Court. The Seventh Circuit also dismissed in Cabral v. City of Evansville, Indiana. The interveners in that case were trying to appeal the injunction that was granted at the district court level. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals dismissed that attempted appeal because basically the churches didn't have standing to appeal. The district court held that the display of 31 6-foot-tall crosses on riverfront city property violated the Establishment Clause. The Westside Christian Church intervened in that case, and then they tried to appeal the injunction when the city decided not to appeal. That was dismissed for lack of standing since a decision on the merits would only affect the city, and the church would not have their injury remedied since the city could always continue to refuse permitting the display. And lastly, in a Christian teacher's lawsuit against a New York school district, the magistrate recommended dismissal of all the First Amendment claims brought by the science teacher. She was required to remove displays of Bible verses and other religious displays from her classroom. She also was ordered to, or by the school district, to prevent her guest speakers from promoting religion. The court rejected her Establishment Clause and free speech claims and most of her equal protection claims, stating that the school had the authority to order her to take those items down to avoid Establishment Clause litigation. So there are a few other non-Hobby Lobby items that came down in the past couple of weeks, and that's all.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. We'd now like to move on to the youth movement update presented by Jamila Bay, the Director of Communications for the Secular Student Alliance. Jamila, you can press star 6 if you're on the line. Okay. Well, I will go ahead and give her update for her. She is probably on her way to the SSA conference. The Secular Student Alliance
here.
Is hearing. Oh, hello.
Hi. Please forgive me. forgive me. Thank you so much, Lauren. I'm Jamila Bay. I'm the Director of Communications at the Secular Student Alliance, and we've got an exciting weekend coming up. It is time for the SSA East Conference, the Secular Student Alliance East Conference. It will take place this weekend. We're expecting more than 250 students, and we're very excited as well to announce that the BBC is coming to film a documentary about the rise of non-religious young Americans, how they're learning to organize and get active, and most importantly is how young folks differ from their parents and particularly their elected officials. So that happens this weekend while we're having the convention, forgive me, the conference. We have a conference every year. And that's part one. Next Also, am I excited to announce that the Secular Student Alliance is hiring a communications associate. We have posted the listing. It's up. It's going to remain in place until we fill the position. And this is an individual who will be based in our headquarters in Columbus, Ohio. Finally, we have a resource on helping students who are a member of a group, a Secular Student Alliance group, to manage, report, and respond to any incidents of harassment. And there is a link included in the weekly update where one can take a look at the fact sheets we have on that particular issue. So thank you so much. This concludes the update for this week from the Secular Student Alliance.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Jamila. So finally, moving on to secular events on our calendar. July 10th, today, the Amazing Meeting in Las Vegas, Nevada. July 11th through 14th, the Secular Student Alliance, which we just heard a little bit more about in Columbus, Ohio. July 18th through 20th, Foundation Beyond Belief Conference in Chicago, Illinois. July 21st, the anniversary of the Scopes Trial. July 23rd to 27th, Comic-Con in San Diego. August 7th through 10th, the American Atheist Alliance Annual Conference in Seattle, Washington. August 11th, Ingersoll Day. August 15th, Colorado Secular Conference. August 23rd, Women's Equality Day. August 26th, we have that twice. We will correct that. And August 28th through September 1st is DragonCon in Atlanta. Moving on to secular community updates, on July 3rd, the Freedom From Religion Foundation placed a full-page advertisement in the New York Times front news section protesting the Hobby Lobby decision. The ad features birth control advocate Margaret Sanger and urges readers to work with their FFRF chapters to repeal the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The American Humanist Association and the Military Association of Atheists and Freethinkers will be hosting their first ever congressional briefing on July 22nd about the inclusion of humanist chaplains in the military. The briefing will be held in the Rayburn House Office Building, room 2103 at 1230. Featured speakers include Jason Torpy from the Military Association for Atheists and Freethinkers, retired Colonel and Chaplain Stephen Boyd, and Major Ryan Jean, an advocate or an active humanist in the military. The AHA is asking people to contact their representatives and encouraging people to attend and learn more about the issue. Finally, we'd like to welcome our newest endorsing organization, Florida Atheists. If you are interested in signing up to become an endorsing organization, you can do so via our website, and the link is right there in your email. If you have any questions for our staff, you can contact us. All of our information is in the final section of your call agenda, along with who to contact for what. And that will conclude our portion of the call for this week. We'd like to open it up for any comments or questions at this time. If anyone is interested in speaking, press star 6 to unmute your line. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us this week. We will see you here again next Thursday at 12 p.m. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.